Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan Audio Boo. It's Saturday, 27th of December, 2:10 in the PM. Just heading home. Wee walk out the house. Just looking at the damage that the burn has done to the bankings at this particular bend, with all the high water that we had a few days ago. I think it's the highest that I've ever seen the level of the burn. I didn't see it at its height, but I can see from its wash line, if you like, the debris that's left and how high up it is. The bankings on both sides must have been absolutely raging. All down now, of course, and quite a nice afternoon, nice and bright, sunny, cold. But that's the highest I think I've ever seen that it was where it was at its height, if that makes any sense. I thought I'd reflect on Christmas now that it's passed. Yes, as soon as Christmas Day and Boxing Day are finished with, we tend to look very quickly towards the new year, hug money. And so I thought I'd, as I said, just reflect on Christmas this year. I have to say that it's been the quietest in many ways for us. I mentioned before Christmas about my feelings and how I missed family being around us at Christmas, and how we, for past two years, yeah, since my youngest daughter got married, and we told them to have their Christmas together in their own new house. It was a new home to them, their first real home as a married couple. And so we told them, look, just go and have it together in your own home, and then we can sort things out. Well, unfortunately, they didn't come up this year either, so that's what happened. So there was no one, even my daughter didn't come up. So it was me and my dear wife Mary for ourselves. It started off on, I suppose that's part of the reason that I felt Christmas was going to be a bit flat this year, more than previously. Difficult to get excited at all about anything. So it all began with the vigil mass on Christmas Eve up in my wife's hometown, and sitting together with her family members, her sister, her brother-in-law, her bachelor brother, a nephew and his new fiancée. He proposed to her on Christmas Eve, just after the vigil mass. So they were all sitting together, and of course with many friends that she knew from her hometown, and also ones that I knew, because I lived there for 21 years. So it was nice to see friendly faces again. So the vigil mass was really nice. It was a lovely mass, a lovely service, and then all the greetings after it outside. And then we came home and just, you know, didn't do a lot. Opened a couple of two or three presents each and exchanged their own personal ones. So, and then the rest we left till Christmas Day. We actually left them till the afternoon, because we got up and had breakfast, jumped in the car and went off on a jaunt. It's a beautiful day. As Adrian Wicks said in his particular audio on Christmas Day, that it was beautiful weather, and it was here too, so we went down to Peebles and the Borders. Beautiful run, peace and quiet, roads extremely quiet, hardly a car, which was wonderful. And then came back, and then we had our Christmas dinner together, and then opened some more presents. Present-wise, I got money from my wife. Though, as I explained before, I give her money. So it almost cancelled out on either side. Actually, I was a bit more out of pocket, but that's just a gripe. But I got money from her, along with a good present, a car cleaning material for my Volvo, Williams team. I think it's quite dear stuff, and that's probably been my brother-in-law that's picked it up as a present for us, so I was quite pleased with that. Very usable present. They also gave me some money, which is always entirely usable. I've always said that the best present at Christmas is money. Hi there. I got some money off my nephew and nieces, and from an older couple that are great friends with us, sent me a wee bit of money in a card as well. So that was really nice. So now I've got some money back in my pocket. Not a lot, but it won't even make a dent in my wish list, but I'm being positive and saying, well, at least I have money and I can go and look for something. My problem is deciding. But apart from that, our niece, who's always been very good to us, sent us an A4 page printed out, laminated, to tell us that we're going to Abomania in the Playhouse in Edinburgh on the 24th of April this year, through in Edinburgh. And which kind of sent a bit of a shock at first. Hiya! It sent a bit of a shock at first because that's our anniversary. And also, my wife was convinced that we'd be up holidaying in Nairn at the Loch Loy holiday park by the sea, by the beach, by the harbour that week, and she kind of panicked a bit. But once I double checked the holidays, we were actually due to come back on the Friday, and so what we'll do is just come back on the Thursday and give us plenty of time to get things sorted out for going through to the Playhouse on Friday evening. So that's an excellent prize. Abomania. Yes, I can see me now singing all the songs. So that was an excellent present. But regarding so many other presents, as usual, and this is not me whinging or moaning. It's factual, and everybody's all experience it. Some of the presents, in fact the vast majority of the presents, were useless to me. Stuff that, oh my goodness, you know, I'll never wear that, for sure. Or I'll never use that. A good friend of ours, Peter, who we haven't seen for a wee while because he's been over in Mauritius. And he had some good news for us, that he's thinking of getting married again. Long story, but anyway, he gave us a beautiful birdhouse for mounting on a wall or a big fence or something. One of those really ornate things. So that's a positive. That's definitely a user. Anything to do with birds. So that was as I said, the vast majority of them were put in a pile, and we tend to have this to and froing when we open presents. Moving on. In other words, it will get moved on somewhere, whether as a gift to someone else or may sell it at the car boot. I do wish people would give you the receipts for stuff, so at least you could return it and get something else, you know. When you give someone a horrible, well, to them, probably a nice jumper. To them it looks nice, a nice jumper. But to me, especially coming from older folk, yes, there are older folk than me, and it's their style and their taste, and you go, my God, I'll never wear that. So why don't they just put the receipt in, and you could go and get an exchange it, you know, for something else, you know, for a pair of slippers. I'm not sure whether they just don't want you to know what they paid for it, or again, it could be a passing on present. You often wonder about some of these presents, how many do the turn, you know? I'll never use that gift set, my wife will say. And sometimes you begin to wonder, how many miles has that gift set travelled since it left the shop maybe a few years ago? Because there's no date stamp on gift sets like that. And it may well have passed through quite a few houses before it got to yours, and then you may be passing it on. So here's this poor wee gift set. Nobody wants, nobody will use, and it's floating around every Christmas, passed on to another household. An orphan gift set. But anyway, so as I said, I'm not griping about these presents. It just happens. People sometimes just have no idea what to get other people. And certainly won't take, so a lot of them won't take to giving you money. Because they can buy you a £10 present that looks okay, but they think giving you a tenner would just look cheap. It wouldn't do me. The only other thing, I'm trying to remember now, the only other thing that I did use was someone gave me a bottle of wine. Now, when I used to drink, people used to give me, well, I don't know how many bottles of whiskey I would get, how many bottles of wine or sherry I'd get at Christmas, but it'd be a lot. And over the years, I was still getting them when I stopped drinking. Not that I'm teetotal completely, but happy to drink anything at all now. They continue to send me this stuff, and I wouldn't use it. And eventually, over the years, they've learned it not to send me drink because I'm not drinking. But someone did very kindly give me a nice bottle of Shiraz. Not my favourite, but it was nice. And I had a third of a bottle on Christmas Day, a third of a bottle yesterday, and I'll finish it off today. Normally, that bottle would have been polished off in the one day of the one meal. So that tells the story itself. But anyway, so that's presents wise. The rest of the evening we watched some movies that we taped, because the usual rubbish would be on Christmas Day. Actually, it was rubbish as far as we were concerned. So we played back some of the films. I bought my wife The Hobbit Part 2. She loves The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit stuff. So I got her that as a prezi. And we've not watched it yet, but we will, possibly over the weekend. And Boxing Day yesterday, not such a nice day, a very cold frost come down, freezing fog really. But we went and walked for a couple of hours up round the town and back, just to get out of the house, and then had a dinner and a quiet evening in. So Christmas this year, for us, particularly for me, has been very, very quiet and plain and unexciting and kind of sad about that, you know. Christmas should be, apart from the few, you know, very enjoyable moments like the vigil at Mass and the run out on Christmas Day, which we thoroughly enjoyed, walking up the River Tweed in Peebles. Not the river itself, I mean, because we're not capable of that, but the sides. And a few other lighter moments, watching the movies that we taped, which was good. Watched Men in Black 3 last night, I thought it was really funny. Never thought that they would make a third one that would be good. I thought they'd just waste it, but actually it was very good indeed. Quite enjoyed that. And so that's about it, because now we're into the 27th, and as I said, the transitional period for me and for my wife to the new year, which we look forward to much more than Christmas nowadays. But that's just our circumstances, not everybody's. So I will be kind of excited about the new year. Not because I was staying up at the Bells and drinking loads of the amber nectar, the beautiful stuff, the water of life, Ishkala. Though I wouldn't mind. I hope I'll have a glass or two. We'll see. But other than that, not Christmas. Reflections on Christmas. probably like a bit of a dull card this year. But there you go. Yeah, that's obviously our family leaving the granny's or the mum's house anyway, and heading away. Probably been here for Christmas and heading away home again. Safe journeys. No snow up here, by the way. Light flurries this morning, came to absolutely nothing. So, not even, well, yeah, Christmas Day was nice with the sun and cold. There you go. I wonder if next Christmas, God willing, I'm still alive, will be a little bit more exciting than this year. And no, I'm not a Scrooge Bah Humbug kind of guy. Actually, I get great joy, albeit secretly and quietly and inwardly, watching and hearing others having a great time at Christmas. I really do. And listening, particularly to Audio Boo, and listening to those who have family and kids, who have cheered me up no end by recording Christmas, etc., with their kids, and posting it up to Audioboo for me to listen to and smile at the antics and responses and the dialogue. And that is a wonderful thing. And without Audioboo, I would not have that. So I'm also going to say to Audioboo, thank you ever so much for being there. My life would be drastically changed if it wasn't for you, Audio Boo and Audio Boo people. So although it wasn't a Christmas present, it was indirectly a Christmas present in the ears. Home again, home again. Jiggity jig. Hot cup of tea. Now, my fingers are frozen. Oh, and tomorrow the family come down. So that will be entirely fun. Bye for now.